Miss Pac-Man, baby, I'm in love with you. Miss Pac-Man, baby, I'm in love with you. Miss Pac-Man, baby, I'ma love you so. From your big round bottom to the top of your boat. Miss Pac-Man, baby, I'm in love with you. Miss Pac-Man, baby, I'm in love with you. Miss Pac-Man, baby, I'ma love you so. From your big round bottom to the top of your boat. Miss Pac-Man, baby, I'm in love with you. Miss Pac-Man, baby, I'm in love with you. Miss Pac-Man, baby, I'm in love with you. Miss Pac-Man, baby, I'm in love with you.
When I first saw you eating those dots in that maze, I knew you were no ordinary yellow circle.
Colorful
ghosts will try to stop you, but you just keep on eating those dots because you will always be Miss Pac-Man. And that is why I love you. Oh, no.
Thank you, Corey.
You're most welcome. Welcome to Lunch with Ginger and Corey and I. I'm Corey.
And I am Ginger.
And as you can see, I am almost back to normal voice-wise. I've been sounding like a nasal frog. Almost there.
Almost back to normal, people. Hold on to your hat.
Be afraid. Ooh.
Very afraid.
Ooh, I got something good in my mailbox just now. At least makes me happy.
Ooh, we like good.
Ooh, I am excited.
Corey's always excited, though. We already know this, right?
I am. No, this is good news. Oh, yes, from Bethesda. Okay. Well, yeah, let's jump right in this. I got to do this. Go ahead, Ginger, because I got some good news. It just came in. It just came in my mailbox. Come on.
Okay. All right. SOE Girl Scholarship applications are now being accepted. Yes. Sony Online Entertainment is now accepting applications for the 4th annual Gamers in Real Life Girl Scholarship at scholarshipamerica.org. The students awarded this year's scholarship will receive up to $10,000 toward tuition and other educational-related expenses and a paid internship of up to 10 weeks at one of SOE's development studios. This, of course, does not include room, board, transportation, and living expenses, so you have to take care of all that yourself. To be eligible, entrants must be currently enrolled in an undergraduate program related to video games, like video game art, design, animation, production, programming, or visual effects, must not graduate before the end of 2012 spring term, and must comply with the program's official rules. Entrants are required to complete an online application along with two pieces of original concept art and one essay that will be reviewed by a panel of judges. Mm-hmm. Online applications must be completed and submitted on or before April 6th of 2011. SOE will announce the winner on or about May 16th of 2011. So you want to get over there and you want to do that, and you want to do that quickly. So scholarshipamerica.org.
Yay!
Oh, yes, and I did pull this from gamepolitics.com. Thank you, guys. Such great news.
Well, are you ready for this? You know, just this morning, Ginger and I were talking about this. Apparently, is the year of the woman. Mostly blonde women, but it is a year of the woman. You know, we've been talking about we were talking about Sucker Punch, which you probably saw me post on Facebook last night. You must see, talking about the movie Hannah. And now I just got this in my mailbox. Maybe not quite as large to you, but it is to me. Lucy Lawless. Do you know who Lucy Lawless is?
Yes, I do.
Star of Spartacus, Gods of the Arena, and also formerly Xena, the Warrior Princess.
Xena, yes.
From way back in the day, is going to voice Bethesda's Hunted, the Demon's Forge. Oh, I am excited. Hunted, the Demon's Forge, I think, is a fresh take on a classic dungeon crawl experience that's going to deliver intensity and action of a modern-day shooter. It'll be available in North America on June the 1st and throughout Europe June 3rd on the Xbox 360 and PlayStation and PC, for those of you who have all those consoles or one. Hunted, they're saying, is incredibly dark. And Lucy Lawless is quoted as saying she's delighted to have the opportunity to work on such a thrilling project. After playing the heroine for so long, it's refreshing to portray a villainous, seductive temptress, and we know she's going to rock that. We do have some B-roll footage we'll be putting up on the site of Lucy and an interview about the game. Probably sometime today. It's going to take us a while to get it. Bethesda did send it to us, but it is a rather large file, so it's going to take us a while to get it up. But I'm very excited. Yay! I wonder if we can get Lucy to come on.
Oh, that would be awesome. Oh, my God.
We do have lovely people at Bethesda. Maybe they can get us a little Lucy interview. Yes, please. Yes.
Yes, please. That'd be awesome.
I'm so excited because I love me some Lucy Lawless.
I know. She's just so awesome. She's so gorgeous, and she seems so strong.
Yes. And she's like 8 feet tall.
Amazon.
That's right. Original Amazon. She's voicing the character of Seraphine, who's an adventurer turned temptress. I can't talk today. I'm so excited. Temptress. And she's under the influence of Dragon Forge's ancient and powerful evil. She also appears as a spirit guide that lures Kadok and Ilara, the game's protagonist, into a dark and twisted adventure. You can find out more about the game at huntedthegame.com. They do have a... Do they have a Twitter and Facebook? They didn't put it in here for us. I'm sure they do. You can probably find more about also at bethsoft.com. Bethesda, you know, we should send Ben over there since he's right by there.
Tell him, get pictures of Lucy Lawless.
Oh, wouldn't that be awesome?
That would be awesome.
Because she's like as tall as he is, you know?
Ah, oh, that would be awesome.
Maybe one day you'll listen to the Gamer Girls Radio one morning and we'll have Lucy here. You never know.
I'll be in heaven. That'd be awesome. She's so amazing.
Yes, yes.
All right, so now that I'm over my Lucy Lawless worshiping... Gamer's Voice website, introducing the Daily Opinion Project. Ooh, I apparently cannot talk. I'd say it's just today, but we know it's every day. So, Gamer's Voice is pleased to announce that after the success of our recent recruitment drive, Gamer's Voice has now assembled a brand new team of dedicated gamers to write for our website. Each week, we will be publishing opinion pieces from members of the gaming community about various aspects of gaming culture and the gaming industry as a whole. We hope that these will create and contribute to discussion about important areas and issues surrounding video games and the people that play them. We actively encourage anyone to get in touch with responses to the articles. We aim for a new piece every day from our new team. These articles will be entirely the opinions of the individual writer and not necessarily those of Gamer's Voice. Nothing is off limits. Nothing can't be discussed. This is by gamers for gamers. This is one of a number of projects Gamer's Voice will be running in 2011. And they say more announcements will come in future.
Now maybe we'll pop over and lend our voice, too. Y'all know I always got something to say.
Yep. So those of y'all who haven't been to their website, it's gamersvoice.org.uk.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Go over there and check it out.
Awesome.
Awesome. Run out. Go do it.
No.
No, okay. Only the after the show then.
Yes, after the show. That's what I was going to say. Well, okay, I had a good news story for you, but I just clicked on an ad or something. I don't know. Why do I do it? So I'll jump to my next one. Metal Assault. Playable characters. We're going to have some screenshots up. For that for you. Area Games is proudly presents an exciting video introduction to Metal Assault's deadly, fully trained team of assassins, each of whom you definitely do not want to meet in a darkened alley on an evening stroll. They are, however, the perfect skilled killers for exterminating mobs of rogue terrorists in Metal Assault's nonstop mercenary warfare. Which homicidal soldier matches your preferred strategy? You have your well-rounded recruit, your brutal warrior, your speedy sniper. You also have your scout and support. Once you select a hero, you can customize your appearance and start playing complete quests and defeat enemies to earn experience points and upgrade licenses. Through cunning attacks and enemy-flattering strategy, you'll be able to consistently boost your character's weapons, skills, and outfits until you fully emerge as the ultimate executioner. You'll also need all the ammo, aptitude, and firepower you can muster to blaze your way through the side-scrolling frenzied action shooter. You can check out Metal Assault. It's they have a closed beta open, or sign up for closed beta, rather, at metalassault.areagames.com. And we do have some screenshots that are uploading as we speak, and even a video, if you like that sort of thing. Some of you do. You'll like that Gamer Prawn.
Gamer Prawn. Do you know how many times I've used that word and people have asked me, what the, are you talking about?
That's when you ask for their gamer card and you cut it up.
I know. It's like every time. I cannot believe I'm talking to you in a game and you have no idea what I'm talking about.
Yeah, and that says not real gamer. Give me your gamer card so I can cut it up.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Exactly. All right. Hey, do you know what's out today?
Is it Sims? Is it Homefront?
No. The Rift? Open today.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. Are we supposed to be in that?
Oh, we should. Tryon Worlds announced today that Rift, the hotly anticipated massively multiplayer online role-playing game, just MMORPG next time, thanks guys, and the publisher's first product offering has launched. Rift is now on sale at select North American retail and digital outlets, and will be available in Australia on Wednesday, March 2nd, pan-European countries on Thursday, March 3rd, and in the UK on Friday, March 4th. Mars Butler, CEO of Tryon Worlds, says Rift offers the most exciting, most social, most dynamic online gameplay today. Our amazing developmental team has created an incredibly polished and complete MMORPG that carefully builds upon and then improves winning features that gamers love. Those features are then topped off with unprecedented freedom of choice and epic social events and an ever-evolving world of dynamic conflict. So what is Rift about? In Rift, the world of Talara is under siege from 8 primal forces after the magical ward protecting the planet shatters. Oh, cannot read. Joining either the techno-magical Defiant or divinely appointed Guardians, players assume the role of an ascended hero brought back from the dead to fight the planar invaders and save Talara. Featuring an innovative class-building system, massive dynamic battles in an ever-changing world, and incredible social gameplay, Rift enters the online gaming arena as one of the new gold standard in MMORPGs. Looks like it's going to be available for Windows XP, Windows Vista, or Windows 7, the Standard Edition, Digital Collector's Edition, and Retail Collector's Editions of the game are going to be selling for $49.99, $59.99, and $79.99 USD, respectively. You want to find out more, or you just want to not have to go out and buy it because, you know, you're lazy and we don't want to have to go to the store, you can go to riftgame.com/buy now. Oh, there is a monthly subscription, much like, you know, those other games I'm not going to mention.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be $14.99 USD a month.
Well, that's not bad.
Mm-mm. Oh, they're also offering a limited-time Founders pricing plan, featuring a $9.99 USD per month price for a multi-month subscription. So if you want to get on this early, you should do that pretty soon, I think. And we played a couple of days of it. It wasn't bad. I liked it. It was really pretty.
So, yeah, it was, well, I thought it was pretty amazing. If it runs that smooth, not in beta, because, you know, sometimes in beta they turn up all the good stuff to get you in, and then when you get in, things just don't work. nothing works. They're like, oh, we'll fix it. It wasn't this way in beta. Well, that was beta. So it was the reverse in beta. I thought it was supposed to do the other way, not work in beta. Then, yeah. Well, you guys will be happy to know the winners of the Pocket Gamer Awards 2011 have been revealed. Hello?
Sorry. Oh. I said, yeah, about the same time I muted myself.
Oh, you know how we have all these technical difficulties? You can't just do that. Well, they're saying forget the Academy Awards and focus instead on the fact that Pocket Gamer has unveiled the winners of the site's 2011 awards at a special event, which is a GDC, which is going on right now in San Francisco. Judged by the PG team, that's the Pocket Gamer team, the awards cover a number of key categories across the iPhone, iPod Touch, Android, Windows Phone 7, Java, iPad, DS, and PSP formats. That's right. And they reflect the very best of portable gaming to have emerged last year. The winners were picked. They're saying there was much arguing and grueling and jousting. And they finally revealed the list. Let me see if I can grab a couple of those for you. Because they want us to come to their site, unfortunately. Okay, so. Is it Apple again this morning?
Ooh, that'd be awesome.
Don't know. Well, here's a game of the year. Finalist on the iPhone and iPod Touch is Carcassonne, Chaos Rings, Cut the Rope, Dark Nebula Episode 2, Fruit Ninja. That's just a few of those. Also, Best Action Arcade Game finalist, Donpachi Resurrection, Infinity Blade, which I hear is very good. I also heard somebody raving about Infinity Blade for iPhone a couple of days ago. Wish I could remember who. Remember Mirror's Edge? Let me see if we have any other. Oh! Wow, actually, some big names made this list. Best Developer, Chair Entertainment, Firemint, Fish Labs, whom I've heard of, Game Loft, who everybody's heard of, Iron Monkey, who is EA's mobile category, PopCap, and Zepto Lab. Best publisher, of course, EA is on that list. Gameloft, Square Enix, Chillingo. Oh, wow. The list goes on. Anyway, we'll have links up. You can go and check those out and probably play some of these if you want. Oh, I didn't know there was an Ultimate Spider-Man Total Mayhem game on the iPhone.
See, this is why you should come over to the dark side. We have cookies and Spider-Man.
No.
Look. Cookies and Spider-Man.
No explanation, just no. I will not. I decline. No. Okay, so anyway. What did I say? We'll have that up for you. You can also pop over to see if they had a Facebook for you guys, and they do not. Oh, pocketgamer.co.uk to get you a very extensive list. And again, play some of these games. Some of these are amateur developers, and they could probably use a little love from you. Mm-hmm.
Yes, they always need a little bit of love from us.
Do it, Ginger, do it.
Oh, it's my turn, my turn. Oh, my bad. Okay, so GamePolitics.com has a story this morning that absolutely disgusts me. Not so much, you know, their fault, just the fault of the maker of this. Anyways, school shooter North American Tour 2012, yes, court controversy, they say. Checkerboarded Studios is testing the boundaries of good taste and free speech with a new game modification for Half-Life 2, where the goal is to partake in a school shooting called School Shooter North American Tour 2012. Looks like they actually pulled the story from the escapist who caught up with the mod maker known as Pawnstick, who I think needs to have Pawnstick taken to him. Alright, so pretty much the guy made a Columbine-type school shooter. He actually says Super Columbine Massacre was, I'm going to have to edit this, fucking boring. Yeah, his inspiration for the mod game came from BullySource, which he calls tries to educate the player and is almost always garbage. You have to forgive me. I'm having to edit this as I read it because the guy's language is not for daytime radio. So what does he have to say about media coverage of Columbine? He says, I think the media tried to cover it in a way that made the events even more dramatic than they actually were. Even in my younger age, I saw right through most of it. The way the news victimized the victims and overplayed the evil of the shooters disgusted me more than the actual shootings themselves. The fact of the matter is, I never knew any of the victims or anybody else who attended the schools. It affected me as much as hearing about the quakes in Haiti, which is to say, not very much at all. Ah, disgusting. Nice piece of work, right?
I think he's disturbed, and he probably needs to be locked up himself.
Yeah.
It made it more dramatic than it was. I'm sorry. People getting shot and killed and hunted down like they're animals for no reason is pretty dramatic.
Yeah, and you know what? You're right. And I'm pretty disgusted reading this. So I'm not going to give him the rest of his 15 minutes of fame. He can just, you know, go drink bleach. I'm warning people, and I'm already telling people to go drink bleach. Yes, yes.
It's early.
Mm-hmm.
I cannot.
No. So pretty much, if y'all see this, stay away from it. This guy just needs to get help, as Corey said.
Yeah, he needs to be locked up because some of the stuff he's saying is just crazy.
I was in school during that. I remember that. That did more than just affect me. That was very, very scary.
The part that's bothering me is it said it didn't affect me any more than such and such going on in Haiti. So I'm waiting for him to shoot his mouth off and say something about 9/11, and then we will not see him ever again. Because then the government's going to step in. Really? Okay.
mm-hmm. No. So if y'all see this one, just stay away from it. This guy is just a troll. Don't feed the trolls.
Well, did you guys know Lord of the Rings online?
Ooh, I saw that, yes.
So I can lighten the mood. You know what? I have too many news stories open. Okay, So they have an update, and they've not given me any information, just screenshots. Don't you love when they do that? Okay.
I love it when they do that.
So anyway, the new expansion is going to be called Book 3, Echoes of the Dead. They also have had a recent update. Let me see if I can get what the update is. It'd be nice if y'all tell me. Aha, yay. They're saying this particular expansion will continue the epic story with a major quest arc and a raid, new cosmetic upgrades and other updates. The new screenshots that we'll be posting for you shortly will depict the changes to monster play that will come with Book 3. For more information, they're saying you can check out a developer diary, which we'll also try to grab for you. But what's wrong with you, Lord of the Rings people over there? Turbine 3 says, however, if you really want to check it out, they will be at PAX East showing off Book 3 for The Lord of the Rings Online for the first time, as well as some new content for Dungeons & Dragons Online. So that'll be interesting to see. Yay!
That will be. Yay!
I need more screenshots, people.
Mm-hmm. You gotta give us more than just screenshots. We like them. They're pretty. They're shiny. But they do us no good.
Well, the people like them, but they like to know what they're looking at, because we don't know when we're done.
All right. Well, hopefully y'all can't hear my dog back there. She's being weird. Anyways, Legos. I love me some Legos. Well, they are coming out for the 3D, for Nintendo 3DS, Pirates of the Caribbean. Captain Jack Sparrow and his band of pirates will bound into 3D action with Lego Pirates of the Caribbean, the video game for the Nintendo 3DS handheld system in May of 2011. Published by Disney Interactive Studios and developed by TT Games. The Nintendo 3DS version will bring the Lego Pirate world to life with vivid 3D in the palms of players' hands. The game will include unique features such as Pirate Duel, a chance encounter system, as well as high-resolution graphics and support for play coins. Adam Sussman, Senior Vice President of Publishing at Disney Interactive Studios, says, the swashbuckling and witty Pirates of the Caribbean universe is perfect for the breakthrough portable entertainment of Nintendo 3DS will deliver. The 3D effects of the Nintendo 3DS lets players experience a Lego game like never before, and also allows us to add a new depth to Jack Sparrow's world. Lego Pirates of the Caribbean, the video game, will recreate the action, adventure, and memorable moments of the Pirates of the Caribbean mythology in Lego form, incorporating the humor of Lego minifigures and fantastic worlds built from Lego bricks. Players can take on the roles of more than 70 characters and experience the pirate adventures, irreverent humor, and amazing creatures of the Pirates of the Caribbean films. So that sounds like that's actually going to be awesome. Let me see if I can find you a prize. I am actually not seeing a prize. Oh, nope, still not a prize. So, May of 2011, we can look for this on the Nintendo 3DS. And I love me some Lego games. I really do.
And I love me some Pirates of the Caribbean.
They're going to bring this to the Wii,
No.
Nintendo failed to send me a Nintendo 3DS.
Don't say that. Not yet. Maybe. Let me be quiet. Fingers crossed. I know for a fact today they're listening. So.
Hey, guys. Love you.
Nice. Make nice. Okay, so. And I normally don't do nice. Well, this will make Ginger laugh, most likely. European Customs is ordered to seize PlayStation 3 shipments.
Seriously, people, what's wrong with y'all?
Well, PlayStation 3 units that have been imported into the UK and Europe will have to be seized by customs for at least 10 days after electronics giant LG won a preliminary injunction against Sony. This comes to us from our friends at GameIndustry.biz. According to a report by The Guardian, tens of thousands of PlayStation units were seized in the Netherlands last week, leaving retailers and Sony in the UK with around 2 to 3 weeks' worth of stock. Sony typically imports around 100,000 units a week. Basically, what this whole fight is about is LG says, the Blu-ray technology is ours. And Sony says, we'll put it in our PlayStation 3. LG says, no, we're going to sue. So see how I broke that down for you. So Sony does have the right to appeal the European Patents Office to get the ban lifted, although LG has the option of extending the ban beyond 10 days. So if Sony is found to have infringed upon LG's patents, it could be forced to pay compensation for every unit sold around the world.
Ow, God. Ow. Oh, that's going to hurt the pocketbook.
See, Sony, that's why you don't make a console that costs $400 or $500 and use other people's stuff. I don't know if they did. I'm speculating. But anyway, Korean firm LG took action against Sony last month to have PlayStation 3 banned here in the U.S. as well, along with Bravia televisions that also feature Blu-ray support. So We'll keep you posted on that one. I told y'all there was going to be some ugly fights this year. I saw it coming. This is one of many. Fun. The fun never stops on this train. Ginger, did we lose you?
No, I muted myself because, you know, I'm all kinds of small. Like
did you need to cuss about the fighting that was going on?
No. Just trying to be quiet. My dog's making noise, so trying to be quiet.
All right. Wait a minute. How many? Oh, is it time? It's almost time.
It's just about time.
I think. Can we squeeze one more in before?
Sure. I can do one more.
Do it.
Present Creative, a leader in the casual and social game industry, today announced its first internally developed project, our sketchbook. The Hidden Object game for the iOS and Facebook, which is scheduled to launch this spring. Our sketchbook is a unique version of a hidden object game that takes place entirely within the pages of an artist's sketchbook. Each page level is initially filled with a distinct artist and individually styled black and white sketch. Players must then find multiple objects in each sketch over several increasingly difficult rounds of playing. Star ratings are earned by the amount of objects found and how fast rounds are completed. Once a player gains enough stars, the sketches really come to life and are filled in with color. Players also collect trophies straight from the pages they are searching through each time they play. Players can replay sketches again and again in order to win all of the trophies in that sketch. Players then can become the artists themselves by creating their own sketches using the trophies that they have collected. Player artists can then share their art sketchbook levels that they create with their friends. Oh, this sounds actually kind of neat. I'm looking for a price. I'm not seeing one yet. Our sketchbook will feature more than 80 different objects in each sketch level, with the levels becoming increasingly challenging with harder clues to decipher. As players rush to find objects in order to earn more stars, players can replay sketches in bonus mode, where the list of objects to find gets generated dynamically, allowing for endless gameplay and the ability to keep collecting stars and trophies. Our sketchbook gives players the opportunity to create their own levels, share with friends, and receive new art sketchbook levels from both professional artists and friends. All right, so you want more information?
Very nice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it does sound kind of cool. You can head over to presentcreative.com, presentcreative.com. Ooh, that's nice music right there.
So, it is time for a quick break. Those of you listening live, sorry, I'm going to cut off in about 2 minutes. I don't know, like, how the hell can we hear her over that guy singing? But you can find this and other news at our website. It's our website. HumanAgents.com, GameWorkersRadio.com. And, of course, if you're not listening live, we'll be right back after this horribly music.
Oh, Corey, what is wrong with you? What is our website?
I look good. It's good. Oh, wow. That's a BT of the purple.
You better take a walk, girl, down to the mall. The streets are hard. And it's
so much
hurt. See, I don't like the cut, girl, of that faded T-shirt. No way. Not at all.
This is Old Navy, but the same guy that just did Pac-Man, I'm in love with you. I think I played it once before, but it's been a good while. Oh, and his name is Terry Grip. I love when I get the messages. What's his name? Terry Grip. I don't know. He doesn't have any pictures up anywhere when I looked. And I believe I emailed him. He hasn't said anything yet.
No, we should email him back. Hey, by the way, are you on?
Well, if he's a geek boy, he probably is out. Love us some geek. Mm-hmm. No, I love me some geek boys, I gotta say.
Mm-hmm. I love me some geek boys.
Some glasses. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Your little hair messy. Your little T-shirt. Oh, yeah.
What is that with the messy hair? Oh, that whole little bedhead thing. Oh,
I love that. Love that.
Mm-hmm. Corey and I, very similar taste.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we do. Which is a scary thing.
It's not scary.
That's scary. That's a very scary Very, very scary. So I suppose it is my turn to do some news. Okay, sorry you guys listen live. We're going to shut off here in like a matter of seconds. So you can download and listen later. Yeah. So I have this lovely news.
You have news?
News from our friends Game Politics. Peter Molyneux. Did we do this already? Why is this? I'm having a deja vu. Do we deja vu already?
No.
Well, Peter Molyneux is going to write a foreword to Gamers at Work book. If you're not familiar with who Peter Molyneux is, then you should be strangled to death. No, I'm kidding. Let me not say that because somebody will run out and say, you know who Peter Molyneux is? No, strangle. Okay, I'm not saying strangle people. Let me make that clear. Peter Molyneux is the Lionhead Studios founder and also currently the creative director at Microsoft Game Studios. And also, let me just go ahead and say it. It's daytime radio, but I'll say it. The biggest pimp I have ever met.
Really?
I am sorry. I met this man, and he had a ton of women around him, and I wanted to join them. He was like the Hugh Hefner of gaming. But anyway.
I'm sitting here looking at the picture, and it's like, really?
Yeah, really. You know, he doesn't look like it, but, hey, he's got something the ladies like. Maybe it's because he's French. I don't know.
I'm sorry. Did I just say that? My bad.
But he wrote the foreword to upcoming book, Gamers at Work, which is by Morgan Ramsey. Gamers at Work is a third book in the At Work book series, which is published by A-Press. Gamers at Work is, again, being written by Morgan Ramsey, who is the founder of the Entertainment Media Council. Gamers at Work takes a closer look at the challenges startup game development studios face by way of dozens of interviews and the world's most successful entrepreneurs in the video game industry, including Electronic Arts founder Trip Hawkins, the Atari co-founder Nolan Bushnell, and Naughty Dog co-founder Jason Rubin, among others. At Lionhead Studios, which was acquired by Microsoft way back in 2006, Molyneux created the Black and White and Fable franchises. Amazing. Prior to that, he co-founded Bullfrog Productions, which I was also a huge fan of, where he created, remember these two games? Populous and Dungeon Keeper.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's a brilliant man right there. Maybe that's what it is. For more information on the book, you can head over to emcouncil.org/gamers at work. I find that very interesting book. Oh, it looks like it's interesting. I'd like to read that. I love the comments here on Game Politics. One of them said, obligatory Molyneux godhead. Yes, he is.
So we need another contest or another party or something, right?
We do have a contest. I need to put that up today. You guys watch our site for that today. That'll force me to do it. Since I tell you about it, I got to do it.
Yeah, I totally forgot about that one. You're right. We do have that one. All right, well, I've got another one. Noble Master Games has announced a $1,000 cash prize tournament that is played using their medieval risk-like turn-based strategy game, Age of Conquest, online. The tournament is set to commence on March 14th, 2011. Interested players have to register before the start date to participate. The tournament is organized as follows. The tournament is played as single elimination, a.k.a. cup modus. The top three players of each game advance to the next round. Games are not played real time, but instead you have a window of 48 hours each turn to log in and enter your orders. One game lasts 50 turns maximum. The world map will be used as the game arena. The tournament commences on March 14th of 2011. Register before the start date to participate. No purchase necessary. Please note that the tournament will last several months until the winner is found. In the final game, if there are multiple first-place finishers, the USD $1,000 prize is split between all the tournament winners. A PayPal account is required to claim the prize. The tournament can be played on PC, Mac, and Linux computers. You can download Age of Conquest online and register for the tournament via the Tourney Realm. Tournament information and client download are available at www.ageofconquest.com/tourney.html. So that sounds actually kind of neat.
Could be. Maybe. Possibly.
$1,000 prize. That's not bad. That's not shabby.
How much is it again?
$1,000.
Yeah, that could buy a lot of games and stuff. maybe we should head over there.
A couple months internet. That's for certain.
A couple months internet, a few games.
Mm-hmm.
3DS, maybe?
Oh, a 3DS?
Mm-hmm. A couple of DSs,
actually.
A couple, quite a few. Two or three. Mm-hmm. That's what you so chose to have, mind you. Well, I have to say this next story. It comes from our friends at GamePolitics.com. We actually got the press release, but I wasn't going to read it. But I have to. Left Behind Games. they're saying they've won the hearts of their shareholders despite a 43% decline in its share price last week. A survey of Left Behind Games shareholders shows overwhelming support for the direction of the company. At least that is what the Christian game publisher said in a press release issued this morning, and that was actually yesterday. According to its latest shareholder survey, 79% of shareholders fully support the direction of management. In the same survey, 94% of respondents sold no shares and 25% have bought additional shares during the recent share price decline. Another 33% of investors want to be actively involved in promotions. That's never a good thing. The survey polled 650 shareholders. The company said, skipping ahead, the CEO plans to publish more survey details in a shareholder letter to be released later today. Again, that was yesterday. The reason why I have to mention these people is this was one of the first times in history. Well, not history, but first times Blaster and I had a serious falling out of what was going to be a good game. And the Left Behind game that came out some years ago, and you can find this in our Retro Nature section, by the way, on our site, a review that I wrote for it, they gave me a copy, and it remains hands down one of the top five worst games I have ever played in my life. And I was so disappointed because the argument was, I said, this, you know, even though it's a Christian game, nobody's done this before. It could be awesome. And it was not. You failed me, Left Behind Games, horribly. And I'm not a Christian. I didn't go into it, you know, with the whole mindset of that I'm not a Christian. I came to it saying this is going to be a good game. I'm thinking because around at that time, God of War came out. Are you there, Jen?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm here. I'm not here.
But around that time, God of War came out.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking, you know, God of War, you know, Greek mythology, then we have the Christian one. Oh, it's going to be awesome. I had it in my head that it was going to be like God of War, but with the whole Christian thing and the apocalypse and the devil. And, oh, I was excited. I had all these images in my head. No.
No. And I remember talking to you about this. You were not happy about it. You were quite upset.
I'm still not happy. So I know they're saying that it's either at GDC or PAX they're planning to unveil their next game. I want to tell you people, you better bring it or something. You got to do something. This is just disgusting. The game you made was disgusting. Sexist, racist, everything you can think of wrong with the game. And we're not talking about Duke Nukem sexist where it's tongue-in-cheek. I mean, I probably won't play Duke Nukem, but I understand the marketing. I understand the character. I say go for what you know. But this was, you don't expect this from this group. It wasn't even funny.
No, and that's always bad. Yeah.
It was wrong in every way possible. So you're going to be all in our faces and releasing press releases and talking about your shares. You better bring it this time. I'll give you one more chance.
One more chance or she's going to cut you.
One more. Jen, more news?
Yes, there's more news. I hate talking about this game. I really do. I don't know why this game rubs me. But it seems some of y'all are still playing this game, RuneScape. yes. Following the Wilderness Massacre in February, read about all the exciting RuneScape updates planned for this month, including a bonus XP weekend, new quest, and skill update. March kicks off the two workshops, first Elemental Workshop 4, soon followed by the Artisan's Workshop, home of a long-awaited smithing update. Then there's bonus XP, wealthier rings, uglier trolls, and singing pirates. Oh, and Rabbit Jack's minions have a dastardly new plan and a clockwork syringe, a master-level pirate quest. Yeah. All right, so where am I going to start? Elemental Workshop. The first planned update for March is the next quest in the Elemental Workshop series, and it's totally cosmic. Well, perhaps not totally cosmic, because it's chaotic, too. All right, I do have to give to whoever wrote this. This is actually kind of funny. You see, Elemental Workshop 4 will not only bring with it access to the Cosmic Machine, but the Chaos Machine as well. And you'll have to solve the puzzle of how to get both of them working again. Then you've got the Artisan's Workshop. The Smithing Skill will then be the next in line to receive its long-awaited update. Some industrious dwarves are preparing to set up shop with an artisan's workshop in southeast Falador, nearby the mining guild. These artisans aren't the friendliest of dwarves, but they're willing to open up their workshop to humans, providing new training opportunities so long as you provide your own ores. Looks like there's also going to be a bonus XP weekend. If you missed the announcement news spot, the next thing coming for members in March will be our third bonus XP weekend. The events will run from 12 p.m. GMT time on Friday, the March 11th, until the end of Sunday, the 13th of March, and will follow the same format as the last one, a starting multiplier of 2.7x, which decrements every 30 minutes. Okay, Ring of Wealth update. So what is that good for? That's a good question open for debate. Further on in March, yeah, all right, so in other words, they're not going to tell us. March also has some graphical updates in the pipeline. This time, it's in the turn of the trolls. Some of the new designs were used for the troll characters in the recent King of the Dwarves quest. But the rest of the game trolls and their mountainous home will soon be getting the same rocky new look. Clockwork Syringe, Barrel Chest, you scabbed Captain Donnie's picket line and stitched up Megor's harebrained scheme. So those two are teaming up with a third of Rabbit Jack's hench captains, a mechanic who's going to fix the problems. And the problem is you. They've got a plan so dastardly that they're going to get away with it too, unless some meddling adventure cares to step in. All right, so it looks like you RuneScape people are going to be having quite a bit of fun. So this looks like, what did I say, it's going to be kicking off March 7th? Yeah. No, March 11th. So March 11th looks like when this is all kicking off. So congratulations. Can't believe this game's still going. That's awesome. Corey? Did I get dropped?
No, I'm still here.
Ah, I was like, oh, crap. Did I actually get dropped this time?
No. Well, it is time for us to roll out.
Roll out, baby.
Yes. So if I can find some music, that is. Yeah, no, where's don't you love when I can't find the music? There we go.
Music has run away.
We'll see you guys this time tomorrow, bright and early. Doesn't that seem fast?
Oh yeah. Dude, that's so date my avatar. Actually, if we're playing a Fallen Earth, I want to date the White's avatar.